Star Wars Unlimited Spotlight decks ranked in 2026, the best first pair. Imani here, I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Buy the Leia and Jabba Spotlight decks as a teaching pair when two players want a current same-set matchup. Choose Leia for proactive tempo and rebel attachment, choose Jabba for underworld control and a slower resource plan. Play the decks intact before buying boosters or copying an upgrade list. Star Wars Unlimited Spotlight decks can look like one obvious shelf until product codes, formats, standalone boxes, expansions, and deluxe treatments begin competing for the same budget. This guide starts where the table starts. Leia and Jabba play open-handed through resources, actions, units, attacks, events, bases, initiative, regroup, and leader deployment. The cabinet's test is whether initiative, leader deployment, ground and space arenas, aspect penalties, and passing at the right moment make tempo feel unmistakably Star Wars. We sort the verified products by that experience. Then show the setup, strategy, warnings, and stopping point that keep a promising first purchase from becoming an expensive pile. If this guide helps. Using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. The short answer: which Star Wars Unlimited Spotlight decks should you buy? Buy the Leia and Jabba Spotlight decks as a teaching pair when two players want a current same-set matchup. Choose Leia for proactive tempo and rebel attachment, choose Jabba for underworld control and a slower resource plan. Play the decks intact before buying boosters or copying an upgrade list. The first box should let Leia and Jabba play open-handed through resources, actions, units, attacks, events, bases, initiative, regroup, and leader deployment. Every later box must solve a limitation that appeared during real play. For Star Wars Unlimited Spotlight decks, the useful question is not which carton is largest. It is whether the product supports the player's learning curve, session length, and signature decision you actually want to repeat. Spotlight decks are coherent entry products, but set rotation and organized play legality should be checked before a competitive upgrade. Retail links are exact title Amazon pages. Rules and compatibility claims are anchored to the source ledger below. What does playing Star Wars Unlimited Spotlight decks actually feel like? Players build resources face down, deploy units into ground and space arenas, claim initiative, and race to destroy the opposing base. Leaders begin outside the deck and deploy after a resource threshold, creating a visible power turn both players can plan around. Alternating actions keep the game interactive. An attack, deploy, ability, or initiative claim changes what the opponent can safely do next. The lasting hook is that initiative, leader deployment, ground and space arenas, aspect penalties, and passing at the right moment make tempo feel unmistakably Star Wars. The game comes alive when a learner stops following a phase chart and makes a choice the rest of the table must respect. First session rule: play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. How should the first box be assembled, staged, and taught? Setup: use a playmat or clear zones for base, leader, resources, ground, space, deck, and discard. Sleeve the two decks differently and place an initiative token where both players can reach it. Teaching plan: teach resource, action, arena, attack, base damage, leader deployment, and initiative through one open-handed round. Emphasize that play alternates one action at a time. Before cleanup, photograph leader and base, resource row, ground arena, space arena, deck, discard, damage, shield, experience, and initiative counter. That becomes the group's honest reset reference and makes the second session faster without adding another accessory. The first teach succeeds when everyone performs the signature decision before the host gives a history lecture. What do players compare it to and where does the comparison break? Lorcana has one shared character lane and lore race. One Piece uses Dawn and hand counters. Star Wars Unlimited separates ground and space and makes initiative a formal resource, which creates a crisp tactical tempo. The strongest board game geek and forum comparisons keep returning to leader clarity, arena balance, upgrade ceiling, set compatibility, starter exclusive value, and whether two decks create a fair teaching pair. Those practical differences outlast launch week declarations that one box simply wins. Read The Matrix as a table fit tool for Star Wars Unlimited Spotlight decks. Theme earns the first play while repeatable pacing and a tolerable host load earn permanent shelf space. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? Pair Leia plus Jabba Spotlight decks, best same era teaching matchup. Learn play intact decks, understand leader timing in both arenas before upgrading. Choose keep one leader plan, upgrade the deck whose turns feel best. Singles targeted consistency cards, fix resource curve and roll gaps before buying boxes. Event check current format rules, rotation and legality matter to the competitive cart, the stopping rule matters. A pair provides the better teaching experience because leaders, bases, initiative, ground and space lanes need an opponent. Booster purchases should follow a chosen leader and upgrade list, not replace the first 10 games. An Amazon page proves that a listing exists. It does not prove that the item belongs in this buying order. For Star Wars, Unlimited Spotlight Decks Edition Language Seller Included Contents. An exact product code still outrank a convenient checkout button. Open one new rules envelope at a time. Let the table feel clever before asking it to feel comprehensive. Beginner, regular, advanced. An expert strategy beginner resource with a future turn in mind. The card placed face down cannot help later, so protect key engine pieces. Regular, contest both arenas selectively. You do not need to win ground and space equally, you need damage and favorable trades. Advanced, plan leader deployment. Set the board so the leader's arrival creates immediate value rather than a vulnerable pose. Expert, use initiative as tempo. Ending actions first can be worth more than one low-impact play when the next round matters. Debrief the initiative pass that decided the round. Name the decision that created it and the rule or timing window that remained muddy. 5 focused minutes will improve the next session more than buying novelty to cover an unresolved teach. This latter cross-checks the official rules structure against recurring owner questions about leader clarity, arena balance, upgrade ceiling, set compatibility, starter exclusive value, and whether two decks create a fair teaching pair. What is the real table hosting and solo commitment? Hosting, teach resource, action, arena, attack, base damage, leader deployment, and initiative through one open-handed round. Emphasize that play alternates one action at a time. Solo Star Wars Unlimited is a two-player game. Solo test hands teach resource curves and leader timing, initiative pressure and arena combat need a real opponent. The invisible budget is sleeves, tokens, current set knowledge. Leader options, targeted singles, local play, and resisting booster purchases before a deck identity exists. That workload predicts whether Star Wars Unlimited Spotlight Decks returns to the table more reliably than the excitement of opening it. Invite the group the game was designed for, not the group you wish would become different after seeing the box. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. Spotlight decks are coherent entry products, but set rotation and organized play legality should be checked before a competitive upgrade. A pair provides the better teaching experience because leaders, bases, initiative, ground, and space lanes need an opponent. Booster purchases should follow a chosen leader and upgrade list, not replace the first 10 games. The Amazon reviews worth weighing are the recurring complaints, packaging, components, complexity, and mismatched expectations. Star averages drift and listings merge, so the repeated problem is the signal, not a moving decimal. A credible warning predicts who will regret the purchase and why. A complaint that merely describes the game doing exactly what it is designed to do is not a defect. It is evidence for the who should skip it verdict. Common misconceptions, corrected before checkout. A deck does not need equal numbers of ground and space units to be functional. Claiming initiative is not wasting the rest of the round when acting first next round is decisive. The newest booster box is not the first upgrade step. Everything above was checked July 29, 2026. Product identities and availability can move. The Puzzlewick shelf plan for Star Wars Unlimited Spotlight Decks Leia is the easier first recommendation. Jabba is the more distinctive control lesson. The pair is better than either alone because it teaches initiative, leader deployment, ground versus space combat, and two strategic tempos without mismatched product eras. Before you add anything else, name the repeated table problem it fixes. If the answer is still more stuff, stop with the first verified box. Current verified Amazon options, Star Wars Unlimited A Lawless Time Spotlight Deck, Leia Organon Amazon, Star Wars Unlimited A Lawless Time Spotlight Deck, Jabba the Hutt on Amazon final verdict. Leia is the easier first recommendation, Jabba is the more distinctive control lesson. The pair is better than either alone because it teaches initiative, leader deployment, ground versus space combat, and two strategic tempos without mismatched product eras. Frequently asked questions, which Star Wars Unlimited Spotlight Deck is best for beginners? Leia is the broad recommendation, Jabba offers the more control-oriented lesson. Should I buy both Spotlight Decks? Yes, for a home teach. A same-set pair creates a cleaner matchup and complete learning environment. Do Spotlight Decks include rules? Use the current official how-to play and rules resources. Product inserts can be brief. What should I upgrade first? Fix the resource curve, arena balance, and cards that fail to support the leader's plan. Do I need booster boxes? Number targeted singles are more efficient after choosing a leader. Is Star Wars Unlimited good for two players? Yes. It is designed as a head-to-head game with alternating actions and visible leader timing.